This summer and into the fall, I had a real crisis, not of faith, but of confidence in whether I had the ability to continue teaching the senior highs, such a precious group. Literally and figuratively, I had Steve and Beth and Derek and anyone else that I ran into in the halls rolling their eyes and kind of disappearing. So I sat down and thought, no, maybe I have to draw out of myself what I think and what I want for them. So with your indulgence, let me tell you what I put down. This is what I want for them: to have a clear sense of themselves, their values as they begin to make life choices, to value their own mind and interpretations and to feel comfortable sharing them, to grow comfortable in speaking out by practicing in a loving community, to see how a book, parts of which are over 3,000 years old, still has relevance for their lives and their world, how this book urges us to reach out, to reconnect, to be comfortable being uncomfortable, to know the many gifts that come from being part of a faith community. And as I read over this list, I realized that two things stood out. One, that it also spoke to what I wanted for myself. And second, that undergirding much of this was community. At the same time, I was reading a remarkable book, Accidental Saints, quirky, more than a bit profane, but moving. The author, a Lutheran minister, was speaking of what they did to mark Holy Week, and it was quite remarkable. And then coming up to Good Friday, this is what she says. After Peter denied Jesus, he experienced Easter. But Judas betrayed Jesus. He bought a field, tripped and fell, and his guts burst open. He died alone in a field of blood. He died knowing that he was a sinner and perhaps thinking that God did not want him. There was no Easter for Jesus. There was no resurrection. There was no light shining which the darkness could not overcome. Judas never got to be filled with joy and disbelief at Pentecost like those in the upper room. He never got to stick his fingers in the wounds of God. He never got to eat sacramental broiled fish on a beach served to him by the resurrected Christ. Judas never experienced the defeat of sin and death revealed in the breaking of the bread. He chose death before seeing that death was done for, our brother Judas. But was what he did so unforgivable? How is it that Judas, who betrayed Jesus once and was filled with remorse, became the villain, while Peter, who denied Jesus three times and wept bitterly, became the rock on which the church was built? When it comes down to it, what is the difference between Peter and Judas? Well, maybe nothing. And maybe there's not a whole lot of difference between us and them, too. But we get to share with Peter what Judas never got to experience, and it's the thing that could have made all the difference. In Judas's isolation, he never availed himself to the means of grace. Judas carried with him into that field the burden of not experiencing God's grace because he was removed from the community in which he could hear it. In Judas's ears, there was never a place, a word of grace. And let me tell you, it's not something the sinner can create for him or herself. It is next to impossible in isolation to manufacture the beautiful, radical grace that flows from the heart of God to God's broken and blessed humanity. As human beings, there are many things we can create for ourselves: entertainment, stories, pain, toothpaste, maybe even positive self-talk. but it is difficult to create this thing that frees us from the bondage of self. We cannot create for ourselves God's word of grace. We must tell it to each other. It's a terribly inconvenient and oftentimes uncomfortable way for things to happen. Were we able to receive the word of God through pious private devotion, through quiet personal time with God, the Christian life would be much less messy. But as Paul tells us, faith comes through hearing, and hearing implies having someone right there to do the telling. And that, for me, is the St. Matthew's community, welcoming, challenging, forgiving, and utterly precious. And for this community, I pledge to devote whatever resources I have.